Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we bring in super friend of the show, one of the best ever. And when I think of great food, I think of this man. He is Rocco Whalen, pride of Cleveland, and also represents us at the NFL Taste of the NFL and has so many great restaurants, including Fahrenheit. Hi, Rocco. How are you?
Rocco. Hey, fellas. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Doing well, you here, sir, or Charlotte today? Where are you?
Beautiful day. Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, getting ready for the weekend, the holiday weekend, and here just ready to rock and roll, you know?
All right, fabulous. What is the go-to this weekend for 4th of July, Independence Day, at the Whalen household?
Hot dog bar. A hot dog with topping bar is a must. You know, you can do a variety of toppings, onions, caramelized onions, tomatoes, mustards, ketchup, German mustards, sea salt, pickles, Tony Pacos from Toledo, regular Spears, your own pickles, your quick pickles. I like to have some barbecue in, arm's length as well, a brisket, some burnt ends, something that you're comfortable with, ribs, baby backs, full-on pork racks. You know, 2-4 hour preparation time for ribs will get you home with a dry rub, and then you hit them on a charcoal grill or gas grill and get them a nice texture and call it a weekend. Be safe. Not a ton of fireworks going on, so I hope everybody's doubling down on their menus and getting ready to have some accompaniment salad, some corn salsa, black bean salsa, just different things of that nature. That's what's on deck for my family and I.
All right, we'll be over about 5.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Sounds good. I always prepare enough for the street. I have a lot of people that come to my house just because I'm as jovial on my street as I am on my restaurant platform and at the venues and stuff. Again, know what you're doing. Have a couple wheelhouse recipes, things that you know you're going to succeed with, and make it easy. Crack a beer, crack a Mike's Hard Lemonade, one of those new brand seltzers that they're populating the world, and sit back and enjoy your family and your friendships and what the holiday has to offer.
Riddle me this one, Rocco. You say hot dog bar, all right? And I love I love all the stuff you talked about putting on it. What do you do for the hot dog? What kind of hot dogs do you buy? Do you buy huge hot dogs, small hot dogs? What do you do?
I buy both. I buy the smaller dogs, the 8-to-1s, great question for the kiddies. I buy 4-to-1s for the adults, usually a David Berg, a Hebrew National. You can buy snap dogs. You go to my family, one of my happy dog on West 58th, they've got that. The crunch snap dog, which is the skin that's a little thicker. Traditionally, I do the 8-to-1s for the kiddies and then the 4-to-1s for the adults. And again, you want to do some fun things with the kids with the relish, throw some food coloring in it, make it purple, alien relish, have some fun, make the bar accordingly, cheddar cheese sauce. When I think of that, I think about everybody getting a chance to do what they want to do. And I mean, it's just to ask you, boys, how do you like your dog? What of the toppings we've talked about, where are we going with your dog?
I like chili, and I like just chili and mustard myself. And
chili with beans, more of a Coney Island chili.
Any kind, Rocco. Yeah, okay. any kind. Some beans, just Coney Island is great. But I like hot dogs well done on the grill. Not burned, but I like them brown,
Textured, yeah, and then just a regular raw onion, no problem. Chili and raw onions.
I don't like raw onions. I like onion rings and onion soup, Rocco, and that's about it.
Okay, well, you could get the Fry Daddy out next to the grill and throw some onion rings in and put that on top of a chili dog. There's no rules with hot dogs.
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
That's a good one.
So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm going to say I go 4-1 on the old Chicago's. Those are amazing. But I'm a big cheese guy, so I will grill the cheese right on the dog, and then I'll go mustard ketchup after that. And then I do like to take the bun, and I like to just toast the bun just slightly, toasted bun. That's the way to go for us.
4-1, two dogs, no problem. Or you wait, you have one to start, and then maybe one later on.
I gotta time it out.
Yeah, you don't want to get too full too fast, right?
No, I mean they're so good. Those hot dogs are phenomenal. You know, I love those.
One other thing I want to mention with that is, you know, the crunch aspect of a hot dog bar is, you know, some Lay's chips cracked in your hands, some deep fried shallots or crispy shallots or the potato straws, you know, in your local grocery store. Always a nice touch, too, to add a little of a crunch sensation if you'd like. But, again, the beauty of it is it's freestyling with family, friends. Everybody knows and is comfortable with the hot dog, and we haven't had the opportunity to have one at the stadium yet with the Indians, so let's have one this weekend.
Rocco, let's debate the pros and cons of charcoal versus gas. Okay?
Sure.
For you, when is the right time for each, and do you prefer one over the other?
I prefer, you know, I've got an egg, I've got a pizza oven, I've got a gas grill. I love charcoal. I love the heat source that it is for certain things, beef on a skewer, satays. For a burger, though, and if I can get, you know, a Lynx grill or a Grill Fire, one of the really nice high-end, or even a Weber for that. I think Weber makes a fantastic grill that you can roll onto the scene. 500, 600, 700 degrees, those are burgers and dogs. You want to sear those items at a really, really hot temp. And then, you know, obviously with your shoulder, your 8-pound pork butt or shoulder that you're rubbing, dry rubbing for 24 hours, you're going to throw it into the top of your green egg, give it a good 4 to 6 hour smoke bath. There's different elements for different things. It just depends on what you're doing. There's no really wrong answer as long as you're really addressing it by live fire, and that's gas, charcoal, wood fire. You know, a nice thing, too, is you go get some charcoal or get some briquettes or get some firewood. You have these apple kit starters, the pecan wood, the apple wood, the maple. You can just throw a couple different pellets in and go with it, and you're going to get and achieve. I love smoke on meat, though. It's one of those things. It's not just a Cleveland thing. I love just a little bit of smoke coming off the grill with a little steak. It's a nice way to do it, too. And, you know, when we get together, guys, as friends, we're cooking larger format cuts of meat. So we're not just cooking a steak. We're cooking a 32 to 38 to 40-ounce porterhouse for two, long bone tomahawk ribeye, you know, we're eating family style. I'm slicing up a couple 22-ounce ribeyes or whatever for the family to nibble on and have 2-ounce piece here, a 2-ounce piece there.
Nibble on. Nibble. I love that.
I could talk on it all day, guys. You know how much I love you. Congratulations. Everybody's working hard to continue the dominance that you guys offer at 92.3. And without sports, there's only so much we can talk about. You guys do a great job, and I'm an avid listener and a fan.
I think I've gained 10 pounds already in this conversation. Hey, can you do me one other favor? Because I see they're hot, those green eggs. What makes them so special? What are they good for? And, like, I've got friends that, like, my wife raves about it. And it's like, we're almost there to wanting to get one. And I'm like, okay. What makes those things so great?
Well, there's different models and different sizes. So you can get a beginner or you can go up to a larger format. It's made out of clay, and it holds heat well. So what you're getting is a quick internal smoke that's going to impact the exterior of whatever you're smoking, a pork butt, a pork belly. And then it's going to cook it nice and slow because it's a constant clay heat. If you don't want to use it in that facet, you can throw charcoal or wood in there and use it as just a regular grill. But for me, it's just the dome sequence. I do live fire out of the pizza oven. Half chickens, roasted vegetables, wild leeks, things of that nature. And then you take those wild leeks with some vinegar after they've cooled and some olive oil, and you make a nice little summery leek vinaigrette to go on top of that half-roasted chicken. You can do those and accomplish those things with the big green egg. They come with a cookbook. You know, they've been around for a long time. Live fire has been a very attractive way to and concept to cook things for many, many, many years. So it's an easy piece of equipment, guys, to learn on. And, to you know, you're really not going to have any mistakes because it kind of helps you in the process of your hot spots and your heat zones. And, you got me on speed dial as well. So you guys, I don't think, should ever have a problem with anything because I'm a phone call away, as is some of the other great male and female chefs in the city. We've got a wonderful barbecue, grill, meat scene. We're meat and potatoes kind of town, so it's just fabulous. And I'd get the green egg. I'd be honest with you. Let's get the egg.
Me and all right, you, I'll tell her. I'll make her happy. Her birthday's coming up.
Let's get the egg. And you got to get the egg, you know. It's great.
Wait, is that a good birthday present?
Depending on what size you want, you know, they get expensive. Okay. If you go towards an industrial size one like I have, it's north of 3 out of 100 either.
Whoa. But, okay, I'll be borrowing yours then.
The one for at home that you can fit like a 4 or 5 pound piece of shoulder on is, you know, like $299, $399. Okay. We get the bigger ones because I like to format some of the meat for the restaurants through my smokers at home.
Rocco, if you want to do hamburgers on the grill, you know, and you go and you look at ground beef and you get ground beef or you have ground sirloin or you have 80-20 mix with the fat and the beef or 70-30.
Oh, good question.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Good question.
What do you do, Rocco? What do you prefer if you're going to grill?
I like no more than 80-20 is that's like, you know, your foundation. You want a little more flavor, a little more fat, a little more, liquidity to the burger, you're going to go 70-30. If you're healthy and you're having a turkey breast burger, you're talking 98.2, 97.3. 80-20 is typically the norm. If you go to your butcher, though, guys, and say, I had like 40% chuck, 40% brisket, 20% short rib, that's when you get into those custom blends. And they'll blend it for you, small die, mix it together. I like 80-20 for everybody at home this weekend, as well as a 70-30. And believe it or not, the Whole Foods and the Giant Eagles and the Heinens, they'll have it, you know, behind the counter if they don't have any out. It really is dependent on what you're trying to do. And, you know, a lot of people love a good turkey burger that's not as fat and friendly, and they throw different ingredients on it, and roasted garlic spinach and mozzarella cheese or a smoky Gruyere. I'm okay with that. We do a selection of burgers, too. You want to get crazy. You want to go Tex-Mex. Let's get some ground beef. Let's get some chorizo. Let's mix it all together and grill it up as if it's a burger. Top it with some jack cheese, peppers, and a little avocado. I'm all about the variables, but 80-20 is my short answer of that. But it's, you know, I've had a dry burger that's a little too healthy,
yeah,
and I don't recommend it, but I understand why people do it, and I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, let me throw this one at you. What about cooking the cheese inside the burger? My wife makes these great burgers with the cheese.
Juicy
already
Lucy.
In cheese.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it very often, but when she does them, they're outstanding.
Juicy Lucy's are good. Shout out to my nephew Lars, is a Juicy Lucy aficionado. Love them.
Okay.
You got to have the mold to do them, you know, and you want to be – that's not one of those ones where you're leaving the grill. You know, you throw the burgers on a high heat, not stuffed, you can walk away. The Juicy Lucy's, though, that's stuffed with cheese, you know, you're basically encapsulating the cheese around two thinner burger patties and forming them into a, you know, a almost like a scotch egg without breading kind of formula over the top of the cheese. And it's juicy, it's wonderful, and your temps on those stuffed burgers aren't going to be, you know, you can't really do a medium, you can't do anything a little less than that. So it's gooey, ooey, and cooked through, which is great, too. It's
all right, not recommended for rookies, then. That's what you're saying.
I think you got, you know, you're double A or triple A at that point. I really do,
okay,
guys.
Okay.
I don't think, you know, you're messing around in farm ball.
Last question.
Yeah,
that's a great. Of course, you should always know that stuff. Listen, what's the go-to dessert? Is it Cool Whip season?
It is. It's a trifle time. It's anything pudding, banana pudding, chocolate pudding, silk pudding, creme anglaise, trifle meaning stacked. You've got layers of that base pudding or whatever, whipped cream, cookie crumble, anglaise, toasted nuts, salted cashews, get the salted sweet caramel. I definitely agree. I think a trifle upside down, inverted into like, it's basically a cake lid. Just start filling up with great ingredients and make a wonderful little layer dessert for everybody that can stand the heat all day and sit out and everybody can enjoy.
All right, I got to go work out. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, guys, real quick, bourbon is my dessert of choice. One, with my brother-in-law at the end of the day, but also it's like, just enjoy yourself. Have a safe holiday. And listen, the restaurants are all open this weekend, July 3rd, July 4th. Come on down if you're not, you know, doing anything on the water with family. We're going to be open full service and have some fun, guys. Thanks for the time. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you guys always looking to me around the holidays for some love.
We love you. Hey, can we do takeout at your places too?
Takeout's right? All available.
Yeah.
We're open again tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, then closed on Sunday, Mondays. If you travel down to Charlotte for golf right now or for the Hilton Head or for Outer Banks, we're open 7 days a week.
Outstanding.
Awesome.
Rocco Whalen,
thanks, guys.
We love having you on the show. Thank you
so
much.
See you at the stadium soon. I'm hopeful.
Soon. Hopefully
like
soon.
It.
Thanks, Rocco.
Take care, brothers.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Also, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.